I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a signal.
Boston trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for Confirm or Deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
Confirm or deny, brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Right now, lease the fully redesigned 2022 NX250 Signature Package from just $258 biweekly for 39 months. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all of the details. All right, confirm or deny. We know the way this works. A statement will be made. We go around the table. We either confirm it or we deny it. This individual is the furthest thing from irrelevant. First one here. If Tom Brady plays next season, it will definitely be his last. Next year will definitely be his last if he does return. Confirm or deny?
I will confirm it, but I'm also going to confirm. I'm going to stick with my guns from yesterday. I do not think he's going to play this year. But if he does next year, I almost don't think it would be his last. Because it's like this guy, if he plays next year, what the hell's stopping him to going to 50? He left a voicemail with somebody. It might have been Peyton Manning where he's like, I'm going to play till I'm 47. Remember that voicemail?
Yep.
He left that voicemail with somebody. He's like, I'm playing till I'm 47. But I don't think he's coming back, man. But I don't even know what the hell I'm answering here.
I don't really know either. But I think you said confirm.
Confirm.
Yeah.
I'm denying it. I think he's going the distance. I think even if he changes teams, he might find another organization that helps him have success and protects him. And I think he wants to continue to play. I know the lip service about the family and Giselle and all that. And even Gronk, like, did Gronk retire too? Like that statement or whatever he put out, it's almost like him and Brady were like thanking Tampa. Yeah, we're out of here. Peace out. But like, you know they'll resurface somewhere else.
He is a competitive freak. I don't think he's paying lip service to the family angle. I don't get the impression like that's who he is. I mean, he seems like he's really close with family, parents, all that kind of stuff. And that's legitimate. I can make the case for it. Everyone can. You're 45. You're 44. You've accomplished everything. Walk away. And walk away while you're still standing and you're all good. You know what I mean? Like, no major injuries or anything. He could just walk away as the greatest player of all time. And what's the difference between 7 rings and 8 or coming back for another year for an MVP? But he is a competitive freak, and he's addicted to playing football. And I think coming up with an answer right after the season is not reasonable, because his wife's happy to have him. They're probably already out of town. Who knows where the hell they are.
Right.
And he's going to take a few weeks and disappear. But I think in a few weeks he'll pick up a football and say, I want to play. And I think he'll have the chat. And I'm sure he's had the same chat for 3 or 4 years with his wife. And every time he wins, like, I'm going back to play football. So I do think in terms of this, confirm or deny, if he plays next year, it'll be his last. I have to deny that because we do this every year with him. That'll be it. Giselle doesn't want him to play. His kids are older. Guy's 44. He's still rolling. He's still got zip on his arm. His numbers are off the charts. I don't know if he's coming back next year, but if he does, I can't be convinced that that's going to be it. Until it happens.
And is it auto Tampa?
I'm not sure it's auto Tampa, although I think he likes the setup. Like, wouldn't you? The weather's nice.
He's got a good setup down there.
Yeah. But I would think if he comes back, 95% chance it's going to be in Tampa. Confirm or deny, the Maple Leafs should be actively chasing 2 defensemen before the trade deadline. Not just
100%
one, but a couple.
100% confirm. Top-end guy and a depth guy. That's what you need on that decor, and that's non-negotiable. Don't come at me with a graph or a stat. That's what's needed. End of story. That's it. So go ahead and do it.
I confirm. I think you need depth too, right? So you're adding somebody a veteran status that can help, not help, but maybe spell some of those kids in that if you have them in the bottom pairing. Kids, I include Dermott in there. I think Hall will get pushed down, so basically not kids, but another guy for depth, and I think there is a second pairing guy that is needed, somebody who can play critical minutes and develop chemistry with Jake Muzzin.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's that. I guess for me, it's two, and I agree with you. Oh, if it's a higher end guy, is that higher end a second pairing defenseman or just a good defenseman?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's expecting a world class.
No, but Ben Chiarot, like Ben Chiarot type of player, a guy who can play in your top four for sure, penalty kill, you know, give you help exit the zone, be physical, like a really good complement to Muzzin. Just like Brody's a good complement to Riley. You got to find somebody that can fit in there. And then somebody else just, you know, they had Ben Hutton. Was that last year or the year before? I kind of get them all mixed up.
Yeah,
but like,
me too.
You know, that type of player, a guy who's got NHL games. And it's not Alex Biega. Like, Biega is 31 or whatever. And I like an NHL veteran defenseman.
Yeah, like, no, I'll confirm it too. Based on the way it's worded, should be actively. Doesn't mean they will. There has to be a price that you hit where you say we just can't continue to pay it. But I believe if you can upgrade on Liljegren, you do it. If you can upgrade on Hall, you do it. You might have to upgrade on Sandin. It doesn't seem like something you'd be looking to do right now, but if you can, this is not about, you know, the feelings of someone. This is about putting forth you gotta get going, man. Like you gotta win. You gotta put yourself in a position to play Florida, to play Tampa. And if you're in a scenario where, you know, I don't know if you want Travis Dermott playing again in the playoffs. Like, if you have someone else who brings a little bit of a different complexion to the game or a different size or different experience, you might be. You know, you might be there in the end. You might have a third pairing of Sandin and Hall, and that works. Or Sandin and Liljegren or Sandin and Dermott, whatever it is. But I think looking to upgrade on those, I don't think they're locks, and I don't think they should be.
Right.
So, yeah, I would say confirm they should be actively looking to do that. Confirm or deny, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens should be in Cooperstown.
100% should confirm. Should be. I just think they're two of the greatest of all time. There's all kinds of arguments. And Hayes, you got to admit, there's guys that went in the steroid that were in the steroid era that got into the Hall of Fame that just kind of escaped being caught or escaped being talked about.
Yeah.
But they went in. And I think these guys, they were such superstars, and they were superstars before steroids came out. Doesn't make it any better. And I don't know if there's something they can put on the plaque that reveals the truth or what would actually, I don't know.
Sure.
But put them in. Put them in.
Yeah, they can do that. It's their hall, right, at Cooperstown. Yeah.
And if the player says, I don't want to go in under those circumstances, then you're not going in.
Then you're out. Exactly. That's your problem. It's not an us problem anymore.
Right.
Yeah, I confirm it as well. I've been beating this drum forever. These are two of the greats of all time. We all know, we're all adults, we get what happened, what they were doing, regardless of what they've said publicly. But it's, you know, Cooperstown is about preserving history. They're a huge part of it. Barry Bonds has hit more home runs than anyone in history. He's got more home runs than anybody. And, yes, PEDs, all that kind of stuff factored in. But the guy, write that into the plaque. But if it's about history, I don't understand how you. I've never understood how you can have a sport and a museum where two of the primary characters in the history of the sport are not in it because of the vetting process from 15 or 20 years ago.
I got news for you. The Grappler just told us they're out and Ortiz in.
See that? Wow. There's your answer right there. How is David Ortiz in?
Who, he tested positive, I think.
He has been accused just like the rest of them. You know, and Bonds and Clemens, at that time, baseball rules, they were not testing for it.
Let me ask you this. Is it a popularity contest, too? Like, Bonds for sure is an unlikable character, is he not?
Yes.
And he treated the media like garbage, did he not?
Yes.
And I'm sure Roger Clemens probably falls in line with that as well. I don't think he was
there,
Mr.
There's
Kurt
where
Schilling. Kurt
there's
Schilling,
where so. The argument is, you know, it's gotten personal with the voters, you know, like who was the guy? Was it Hub or whatever that called Rogers was calling him bum or whatever like that?
Hub like, Arkush.
You're right. Like he even admitted like it was personal. Like I'm not going to vote for him because I don't like the guy or whatever. Like it seems like it's become personal instead of just looking at the player.
Well, I also think it was the voters dug their heels in 10 years ago, and then they just decided if that was the way I felt for that long, I'm not going to change my mind. I think some voters, a lot of voters did, because you got to hit a certain threshold, right? You got to get to 75% of the vote, and I haven't seen the percentages come in. But Ortiz, this was his first year eligible, and he's going in. And he should be in. David Ortiz is 100% a Hall of Famer. Absolutely. But he has been accused, and he has been associated. And I don't know what's true or not, but, you know, if Ortiz is going in, what about A-Rod? Like, that'll be the next one. And A-Rod, there's no denying it. He was suspended for it. Like,
he got caught twice.
And admitted to it. First lied and then was like, yeah, you got me. Like, there's no question about A-Rod. So you have to hold the same standards, even though I applied the same logic to A-Rod that I went with Bonds and Clemens. He should be in. Bonds,
I don't know what happens.
A-Rod's one of the greatest players of all time.
I don't know. I just know about the process of getting caught and who handled it and who didn't it. All I know is when Jason Giambi got caught with steroids, he came out and said, I did it, I'm sorry. And nobody ever talked
about
him
again.
Everyone
left him alone.
Everyone never even said his name again when it came to steroids because he just said, I screwed up and I'm sorry. And it was done. I don't know. I don't know. He's not a Hall of Fame player, is he?
Giambi?
No, he's not. Giambi's not a Hall of Fame. He had a couple of great years. But
yeah. As far as like the apology, it was perfectly played by him, his agents, his handler, whatever. He just said, you know what? I got busted. Sorry. And it was never talked about again.
Didn't the slugger in Milwaukee? I remember watching him in Chicago one night. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, Ryan.
Braun.
Braun. Ryan Braun.
I remember we had pretty good seats, and people were chirping him about, you know, PEDs and that, and he was just kind of smiling at them. And then he went and cracked one. He almost hit it out of the park, like legitimately hit it out of the park. And he came across home plate. He like looked at our section, was smiling, like basically, I'll show you how, you know, how good I am.
He was greasy the way he handled his positive test.
Didn't he blame somebody?
He did. He blamed the courier. And said that the courier, it was like crazy. His weaselly trying to get out of it. Like this guy screwed
some
me.
Of the some of the explanations for getting caught with steroids. There was a kid in Toronto that I loved, Cabello, or what was his name? There was a Blue Jay that I loved. Yeah, he got busted and he was like brokenhearted and he was crying, saying he loved the game. But I just wanted to call him and say, dude, there's no way they screwed this up. Like you got caught.
And he never played again.
I know, he never played again. And he had a great year that year.
He did, yeah.
And he was like, I would never disrespect the sport. And I would never, I just wanted to say to him, dude, you got to stop this nonsense.
Yeah, well, but there was an example of a guy on the fringe of the league.
Yeah,
right. Where more, like, you can talk about ethics and morals and stuff, but I think a lot of people, if they're being 100% honest, would say, I can either play in AAA.
Yeah.
Clean or take PEDs and play in the bigs
and have a shot to stay there for 10 years
and make a lot of money and be a, you know, a major league player and maybe a pension and all that. A lot of people are choosing the second door with Truth Serum, but that's why it was so difficult to chew on that Bonds would be doing it or Clemens or, you know, Ryan Braun. Like these are Bonds was already one of the 25 greatest players of all time. Right. And then he takes it, allegedly, and then next thing you know, boom, it's a completely different history.
I think it's sad those guys aren't going in. I don't know them. I don't care about them. I think it's sad for the game.
But the criteria, I don't know if it's been a moving target or not. Like, correct me if I'm wrong. Like, O.J. Simpson's a Hall of Famer in the NFL. Is he not?
Was it rescinded? Before everything, though. He was in. He went in the 80s, I believe.
Right, but can you... Like, my question would be, if somebody does something like that egregious, I know he was...
Take him out?
Yeah, could you take him... somebody ever been taken out of the Hall?
I don't... Not that I'm aware of. You can. Like, I always say this. You don't have to go to the Supreme Court. It's your museum.
Right.
You know, like...
What did you describe it as? It's a barn with
plaques. It's a hall with plaques.
It's a room with some plaques. It's a hall with some plaques in there. It's a hall with some plaques in there. Mullen's pulling everything out today. It's a hall with some plaques in it. But this is why I say it's a hall with some plaques. We talk about, like, you can't take him out. They could if they wanted to.
Right.
Like, no, you're not getting sued.
If anybody should be taken off a wall, it's that cat.
Well, that's what I mean.
But like, I think that's a slippery slope. That's why I wouldn't do that. I would add to the plaque. Be like, now afterwards, this is what happened. And everyone knows. you know, no one's going to show up and be like, oh, OJ, I forgot about him with the Bills. Well, what's he up to these days?
What, are you going to have a picture on the plaque of him putting on the glove? Like you know.
You can add to it. Like, you can, or then it's a slippery slope. Like,
right.
OJ's an extreme example that everyone would look at and say, I don't need OJ. But then you start looking, well, what about 80? You know how society works now, where we apply today's standards to 100 years ago. And
that's
I don't think that that's fair. And I think it's silly. And I think a lot of times we trip all over ourselves and start doing these stupid practices that are meaningless and don't actually push anything forward. There's no progressiveness behind it. And that's my point. It's all of a sudden you go into Cooperstown, you're like, wow, this was a bad dude in 1918. He should be out because he said this or that, you know, and then it becomes a slippery slope where it gets to a point and you're like, okay, what are we vetting anymore? And so, that's how I get back to my point about this Hall of Fame. I don't care about the character. I don't care about what they do or say off the field. It's what did you do on the field? Were you worthy of the Hall of Fame? Put them in.
Well, that's what it comes back to then. I agree. Like, in your particular sport, were you one of the best? And Bonds and Clemens were.
100%.
So they should be there then. Like, that's the difference.
In our opinion. Now, clearly voters, they have their own opinion. Like, there's, you're entitled to your own opinion. And if you have a vote and you stand by it, then go for it.
Yeah, you know?
And that's what they've decided to do. So Bonds and Clemens are off. Schilling's off the voters' ballot. That's 10 years. But David Ortiz is in. Confirm or Deny was brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Right now, lease the 2022 RX350 all-wheel drive premium package from just $288 biweekly for 39 months. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all of the details.